This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski. Welcome to a Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Today we have Brittany with us, who is a first year.
Yes, I am.
How's it going so far?
It's going great. So much fun. I'm having a blast.
I'm sure you are. Quite an exciting year. Lots of things happening for the cheerleaders and the team and everything going on right now.
Yes.
You made it up for a good year, honey.
Yes, I'm very excited to be here. It's great.
So tell me, how was the past game?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was my first game.
Because it was the first regular season game for you guys.
It was.
Amazing uniforms.
We really loved the uniforms. We can't say enough about them. They look great. My mother was at the game and she said, oh my gosh, they sparkle and everybody loves them. So we're
They were gorgeous, especially with the blue palms. Perfect.
Thank
Good job,
you.
Tracy. So what is your take on this whole Tom Brady thing? And if no one has heard, Tom Brady did get injured for the season, is out. But what is your take on this?
Well, of course, I think we're all really sad. It's unfortunate that he's injured, but for the most part, this team has got such an awesome team.
Exactly.
The coach, Belichick, everybody, they're going to do great. They're going to pull it together. They're going to have a great season.
Great.
And we know that. We're very confident, so right. I'm still excited for the rest of the season.
Of course you are, because you got the rest of the season ahead of you.
Definitely.
What, 7 more home games?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of new weather, because this is New England.
Yes.
New uniforms.
Yes.
Lots of things going on. And tonight, you have the calendar launch party.
We do at CBS Scene.
I haven't
even been there yet.
Oh, so. You haven't been there?
Not yet. So I'm excited. It's my
first
time
going
there.
On.
Mm-hmm.
How excited are you? Do you love the calendar?
Love the calendar. It's beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous. And I love your photo.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Now, you guys were in the Dominican, correct?
We were.
Where were you, though? Because it doesn't look like you're in the Dominican, yours.
I
were you?
Okay. I was out on the beach. It was actually literally right on the beach, but they have those outdoor showers for people to rinse the sand off.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
It was this beautiful shower. You know, Jim and Tracy, Jim's the photographer, they just have an eye. They can find a scene and they think, wow, this bathing suit and this cheerleader will look great in this scene. And they found a shower and they put the water on and I stood in the shower and took some pictures and it came out awesome.
It looks absolutely beautiful. Very proud.
Thank you.
Very proud. And I hope you guys have a great time tonight.
We will.
And if
we
anybody will. Else wants to go there, CBS Scene tonight.
Come on
right
down.
Right at Patriot Place.
We'll all be there. We'll be signing the calendar and signing autographs. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It'll be tons of fun. So I'm going through your bio here, Miss Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, you are a case model for Deal or No Deal.
I was.
How jealous am I of you?
It was a guest show. Howie Mandel took a tour down to Mohegan Sun Casino. Last
in
year.
Connecticut.
In Connecticut, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ladies.
So I got lucky. I was able to get out there and hold the case. And my case was actually lucky number 7. The woman picked my case as the one hoping that it would have the big amount of money in it.
Wait, so that means you were the first girl to leave?
I was.
Oh, no.
So I was on stage for literally about 5 minutes. That was my debut. But it was really cool. It was
I'm sure.
Fun.
And how much was actually in case number 7?
$5,000.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
It
wasn't a penny. Love the show. Now, you also, it says over here that you actually helped out for the Katrina relief. Did you go down to New Orleans?
I went down to New Orleans in 2006.
I know, I say New Orleans. I'm sorry. I'm from New England.
Yeah, but it definitely was an experience. Once in a lifetime, I'm very glad that I went. We went down, a crew of social workers and myself from the graduate program I was in at UConn. We went down there and we spent a week helping, just gutting houses, taking everybody's things out of there, all the ruined, just ripping down walls. And
so that's what you physically were doing?
Yes, physical work. It was definitely labor intensive.
Yeah.
But
was there a lot of people that went with you?
There was a crew of 6 of us that went from the school, and we met down with another crew. It was called Hilltop Relief and Rescue Committee. So there was a bunch of other people from all over the country, actually people from all over the world, that joined together at a campsite, and we all went down together as a team.
How long were you there for?
For a week.
Wow. Was it a long, tiring week?
It was a tiring week. I came back pretty ill just because there was a lot of mold and asbestos and things that we were exposed to that we weren't quite prepared for. But you know what?
You
as
did.
Sick as I
a
was,
huge
it
help.
Was so worth it
right.
in the long run.
Of course. Now, we were talking, was that with your program? I know you are in the process right now of taking your, what is it?
It's a licensing exam for social work, yes. I was in the master's program at UConn for social work. I completed that a couple years ago.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
That's huge.
Thank you. The next step in this process is becoming a licensed social worker. So it's a pretty intensive studying process.
Deal.
Yes. So I'm trying my best to prepare for that right now and hoping to take that exam
I'm
very
sure
soon.
You'll do fine. And what is your hopes and aspirations of using this license for?
It will allow me to expand my career path as far as possibly becoming a professor.
Oh, good.
You know, in an educational setting.
So that's what you plan or you hope to do.
I hope to do that someday. And it also it allows me to work privately, to have private practice, and basically just helps people to understand that, yes, social workers do have the right skills and will provide safe and sound clinical practice. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, Missy, you are quite busy.
I am very busy.
You are very busy. And then you have practice. Do you have practice after the unveiling tonight or not?
We have practice. No, not tonight on Thursday.
Oh, good.
We will be down at CBS scene the whole night.
Good. So you kind of get out of practice tonight. That's kind of a big deal.
You
don't have to worry about the ramps, kicks, nothing. You're just
going
to go
we
party
get a night
tonight.
Off. That's right.
That is awesome. Well, good luck at your next game. Have a blast tonight.
Thank you very much.
And please come back again. I want to hear about your test, see how that went.
Definitely.
And good luck
and
with that.
And hopefully I'll have some good news that I passed. Keep my fingers crossed. Everybody keep your fingers crossed.
We're crossed for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming by. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.